T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from Sawgrass Cadillac Studios, Ed Morse has more. Visit EdMorseSawgrass.com. This is the Joe Rose Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
I thought you said we're ready to golf. All right, welcome back. We are live here at Dolphins training camp. What was that? You said go, and then the guy was still talking. So, anyway, we got a lot of news out here. We ain't lacking from any news, Zach, as the big news in the last almost 24 hours. It's not a big surprise, or at least it shouldn't be, if you know Adam Gase and Jay Cutler's relationship. Jay Cutler signs a one-year, $10 million contract with the Miami Dolphins, plus incentives. He is due in sometime, I'm guessing late this morning, and then got to get his physical, get everything done, has the agent meet him, sign a contract after they look at everything, and then be in meetings this afternoon with the team. I don't know if they'll have a press conference, get that out of the way, because one thing about Adam Gase, he does not like any kind of distraction or leak or anything else with this team. So I'm not sure if he just says, all right, everybody, come on out this afternoon and meet Jay Cutler and ask all your questions. I'll do it with you. Or if they get him coming off the field tomorrow.
I think if they do the tomorrow thing, he's got to do it in front of a podium. There's going to be too many people here tomorrow. If they announce it that he'll be talking tomorrow, do you realize what will happen? We already see ESPN and NFL Network doing live hits from here. Everyone will be out here tomorrow, including, I'm sure, I can imagine, there might even be some guys from Chicago that come in and just want to be here for that press conference.
That would make sense.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or they could just get stuff from here.
Yeah.
But,
it'll be packed here tomorrow. It'll be packed the next couple days here at camp because, like I said, and we've said a couple times today, we are now the hub of the NFL news for the next 48 hours.
But you know
what?
When they've signed people, they haven't made a big deal about it in the past.
No, this is a different story, though. Quarterback? Yeah. They haven't signed a quarterback in a long time.
No, that's true.
This is a big deal. This is not signing,
This will be interesting. This will be Adam's first time as they ask him, really. You're right. That's a good point. They're going to ask, how do you want to handle this? A little different. Little different deal than we've had before here.
Let's go back to what you always say. What is the single most important position, not only in football, but maybe in sports?
Quarterback.
So that's a big deal when you sign a new quarterback after your quarterback goes down for possibly the year. It's a big deal. They have to handle it as a big deal. This is not like, remember years ago when they traded for Brandon Marshall and Brandon Marshall had to throw his own press conference at that hotel. This is a little bit different.
And the other question, of course, is, what's Ryan Tannehill do now? I've been saying it since he got injured. Go get fixed. I don't care who your doctor is.
Have the surgery.
I'm not sitting here telling you which knee doctor to use, but go get it fixed.
Whoever you're most comfortable with.
Go get the thing straight.
Yeah.
Partial tear. Should be no tear.
No.
Go get it fixed. Don't forget the stem cell and all that stuff and this and diet. Go get that damn thing fixed.
Until it's fixed, he can't be counted
on. Go old school, new school. An operation's an operation. Go get it fixed.
Joey, that knee can't be trusted until surgery happens.
I mean, I don't know how many days before you can do it. I'd be all over it. You know?
If he can have the surgery today, he should have it today.
I wouldn't count. If they had a doctor call Adam Gase and go, well, coach, we got great news. Looks like Ryan could be back in 8 weeks. You know, if he just rehabs it, I'm at a point like, tell Ryan to go get it fixed. Go get it fixed.
That's it.
Go get things fixed. You got a full year to get healthy.
That's right.
Get back. And then, of course, we'll see how everybody plays. But either here or he's going to be a starting quarterback somewhere.
I agree. But there are stories and news reports out there at this point. And one of the questions I saw in one of the articles was, has Ryan Tannehill taken his last snap in a Dolphin jersey?
Oh, no. That was one of the five or six different angles. On after the Jay Cutler stuff and how's it going to work here and they got the wrong guy, or they got the right guy, and those stories and the Matt Moore stuff with it. Oh, there's a lot of moving parts with all the stuff, and you're gonna have that because Colin Kaepernick is still out there and hasn't gotten a call yet from a team. So now people thought this might be with the owner and with Adam Gase and the work that he's done before with running quarterbacks, backup quarterbacks, and everything else, thought this might be the best fit for him. And he said, no, I want Jay Cutler.
Yep. Hey, listen, if he's
had him in 2015,
don't we
not
trust Gase
ago.
At this point? Like, we trust Gase at this point. I know he hasn't been here 10 years, but he's been here 1 year and did a pretty good job. I'm just going to read you one sentence out of an article on NFL.com on Ryan Tannehill and the deal with him money-wise. If you count Tannehill's deal as essentially a one-year deal for 2017, the Dolphins would have zero quarterbacks under contract for the 2018 season if they part ways with their former first-round pick. A scary but enticing proposition for a young head coach with personnel sway and potentially loaded draft class in 2018.
Right.
His contract now looks like, after this season, a whole bunch of one-year deals, and they're all basically team options. So the way they based this whole deal was they could kind of run away now if they wanted after this season and just cut ties with Ryan Tannehill. And you never know what could happen in 1 year.
By this move they just made, they want to win now.
Absolutely.
They didn't go, well, we're going to play these guys and kind of dump the season and try to get one of those top QBs that are expected. And you're right, all the talk's been about how strong this draft class is going to be for the quarterback position, that are interested in. There could be a lot of teams. I mean, you know, you look at the Jets, they could be one if they don't find somebody with all these young guys that they have under contract.
The Jets have four or five quarterbacks on that roster right now in training camp, and not one of them is as good as Jay Cutler or Matt Moore. How about that?
That's true.
They are looking for a quarterback next year in that draft.
Yeah.
Or they're waiting for a Drew Brees-type player, older player on a one-year deal that they could bring in. The quarterbacks that are there now, none of them will be at that team next year unless they have a young guy under contract. By the way, speaking of quarterback, Cleveland Browns just tweeted out, Hugh Jackson has named Brock Osweiler the starter for the preseason opener against the Saints. Brock Osweiler.
Yeah. Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it just popped up. I thought, since we're talking about quarterbacks, now Adam Schefter and everyone's talking about
it. Yeah, it's good. It's good for him. Great opportunity, right? If he plays well and he performs. And
does he have his head on straight?
Well, listen, he got a bad rap when he left Houston.
And he should have.
And I think he probably got that figured out real quickly, right, with the stuff that's being said about
him. You would hope, yeah.
And we got a guy coming in here. Been a lot of bad things I started to write them all down, from body language to he doesn't care, he acts like he doesn't care, you know, and the vision of guys – screaming at him as he's coming off the field and all that stuff. So that was last year, but he's back with Adam Gase, and so we'll see. He knows this offense pretty much, right? Got a pretty good feel for this offense and everything. He's gonna have to learn these receivers, get caught up. It's not gonna happen if you haven't thrown a football overnight.
Well,
like, don't come out here tomorrow and go, geez, he's off. We got this guy. Look how he's throwing it. Got a strong arm, but it's going to take a while to get used to everybody throwing. And I'm guessing he hadn't been throwing the football every day.
You would just think he's working on another craft now. He's not being a quarterback. 2 weeks ago, I don't think he even had the thought in his mind that I'm coming back to play football. I'm getting ready for the season. I got to learn all these teams. I got to learn all the players on these teams. And it was weird, too, because I believe Jay Cutler was scheduled with Charles Davis and that number two Fox team to have the Bears game week one, which would have been an interesting homecoming for him. And now all of a sudden, a week after that, he's now going to potentially be the starter for the Miami Dolphins going into the season. Amazing what a week.
Yeah.
In 1 week,
hey,
what'll happen.
We all are sitting here doing an interview. We've been laughing about it. And we watched Ryan Tannehill roll out, and everything has changed here and become a big story. By the way, we got some sad news for Marlin fans or just South Florida sports fans. Darren Dalton, for people who remember him, was with the Phillies for a long time and came to the Marlins for the 97 World Series.
That's right,
He passed away, nicknamed Dutch, with brain cancer, age 55.
Yeah, I think he was battling that for about 4 years now or something.
Had a long battle, thought he beat it, and it came back. And so Darren Dalton, who – got himself a 97 World Series ring with the Marlins, has passed away. That happened. By the way, speaking of baseball, have you noticed the Dodgers? I mean, I just happened to be watching. The Dodgers are 44-7 in their last 51 games. It's the best 50-game record in the last 100 years.
That's incredible. It's incredible.
They basically were 43-7. They're just, and by the way, the teams behind them are the two wild card teams.
And they're really
Colorado
good.
And Arizona, and they're like 15 back.
Dodgers right now is 79-32, the best record, obviously, in the National League. The second best record in the National League overall is Washington. They're 65-44, the head of the NL East. And the next two best teams are Colorado at 64-48 and Arizona at 63-48, both sitting behind the Dodgers. If either one of those teams were in another division, they'd either be leading their division or fighting for the division title. They are both now the wild card teams. How about this? Colorado at 64-48 is 15.5 games behind the Dodgers. They're the second, the third best record in the NL.
And you got no shot to catch the Dodgers. Just
no.
None. It seemed like every night, 7-2, they win.
Joe,
and their ace is not pitching.
Joe, the Marlins
Kershaw's
right now
not even pitching.
Are 26.5 games behind the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Think about that. 26.5 games behind
them. That's crazy. Hey, I'll tell you what else is crazy right now that you and I got to get to.
Tell me.
You're looking good, man. I've been working on this.
Listen.
I'm noticing.
I'm feeling
now,
better
Now, I'm with you all
myself.
The time. So, sometimes when you're with somebody, you don't notice. But somebody came up and goes, hey, the Z-Man's losing a little weight there.
Juwan Russell just came up before and said
makes
to me,
you feel good,
you're
man.
Looking good. And you know what? I'm feeling good as well. Not only am I feeling good, more energy. I tell Joe about my walks every day. Even though no exercise is required with quick weight loss, still go on my walk every day. Why? Because I can walk now, and it's a little bit easier. And it's all because of my friends at Quick Weight Loss. It's unlike others. You get one-on-one in-office support for faster weight loss. The guidance is needed for me. I wanted it. I wanted to see what I could do to change my life, and I've done it. I've done everything with Quick Weight Loss. No prepackaged meals. Go to the grocery store. I buy normal food. I come home. I cook. I eat it. I go to the restaurant. I eat off the normal menu. I don't have to go to the secret menu. I do all of that. And like I said, no exercise required. You lose up to 20, 40, 100 pounds or more. 19 Florida locations. There's bound to be one right there near you. I've lost 30 pounds basically in 2 months. 30 pounds in 2 months, so I know quick weight loss works. And for a limited time only, you can lose 20 pounds for just $20. All services included, exclusive of supplements. Kids join free with parent enrollment. You can go over there and get a no-obligation consultation. You can just talk to them. Let them see what they could do for you. You're going to feel better after that as well. Visit quickweightloss.net right now or call 855-777-THIN. That's 855-777-THIN. Call right now. I'm telling you it works. 855-777-8446.
Hey, welcome back. We are live here at Dolphins training camp as everybody's waiting for Jay Cutler to get here at some point today and getting out on the practice field. But I'm just guessing. So the big news now is the head coach and Matt Moore.
Yes.
Those two people everybody's going to want to talk to.
Yes.
Maybe some of the receivers.
Yeah, no, but Matt Moore and Adam Gase are one,
too. I'm guessing the coach has already had a team meeting to explain everything to at least the offensive side of the ball, if not the whole team.
Do they have a meeting before practice, or they just kind of come out? What do you?
No, they got team meetings.
So I bet you there was a one full team meeting.
They go over what the day is.
Okay.
He didn't hit him with surprises, man.
No.
He's big on communication. Hey, Joe Schad from the Palm Beach Post covering the Miami Dolphins joins us. Joe, how you doing?
It's going to be interesting, guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. We don't know how this Jay Cutler deal is going to play out, but it's going to be fascinating.
You know, it's funny, Joe, because everybody's got an opinion about it right now. And you're right. I'm curious. Probably hasn't played a lot of football or practiced or thrown it around now for a month or two. So I'm not exactly sure what to expect, as he's got basically a month to get ready.
Yeah, I asked three people who know Jay Cutler yesterday, when was the last time this guy threw a football? And all three had the same response. No idea.
Yeah.
So this is a guy who is 34 years old. He's had a shoulder problem. He's had a bunch of hamstring problems. He's had a thumb problem. This is a guy who I'm told was very content with his life, to go into television, to hang out with Kristen Cavallari, to hang out with all his friends in Nashville. Adam Gase, of course, we'll find out what the details of the text was, but it was probably something along the lines of, need you, bro. And Jay Cutler's like, all right, man, I'm in. You got Devontae Parker, you got Kenny Stills, you got Jarvis Landry. This sounds like fun. Sure, what the hell, I'll do it.
Can he get, in your mind, can he get himself ready to go to be the starting quarterback against Tampa Bay?
You know, you would know better than me, Joe. I mean, you've played in the NFL, but, you know, in general, NFL players have told me, you know, spring training is overrated. Training camp is overrated. And the thing we know about Cutler is, you know, he knows the playbook. He knows the plays. And so that is a huge advantage. That is one of the key reasons why the Dolphins went in this direction. The idea that Cutler can probably, you know, play in preseason games 2 and 3, maybe a few snaps in 4, and be ready to go, at least from a knowledge perspective. Now, how well he develops chemistry, rhythm, and timing, and dare I say, relationships with the Dolphins players is going to be really interesting. I mean, is this guy a mercenary? Is he a hired gun? Does it matter if he even tries to become a leader? I think that's a really interesting thing to watch.
Well, I think the whole thing with Matt Moore there too, and I started the show this morning by saying that Matt can make a big difference because of his popularity with this team and how he accepts his role as a backup and how much he helps Jay Cutler to get him ready as well as keeping himself sharp. Would you agree with that?
And how about Ryan Tannehill, who we know, when injured, as much as he could every day, showed up to help Matt Moore? Does he have any impetus to help Jay Cutler, who, and I don't think this is likely to happen, but who could possibly, I don't think it's likely, possibly have such a good season that the Dolphins decide not to bring back Tannehill? I don't think that's where we're headed. I think this is a one-and-done scenario for Jay Cutler. I think the only reason he's here is to help out his friend who asked. I think that the Dolphins do plan to bring back Ryan Tannehill after he has knee surgery, and that they think Tannehill will be ready to go in 2018.
See, and I got a little different spin. It's funny you said that, Joe. Like, you got to be passionate and still have something to prove. He can't just come back because he wants to be, hey, Adam's my friend and I want to help him out, so he has success in Miami. You got to be passionate. You got to have a chip on your shoulder the way it ended. That vision of guys yelling at him coming off the field in Chicago. He's got to have some pretty good motivation. He can still play. You disagree?
I hope you're right. Because if it turns out that Jay Cutler really, 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 really had to be talked into this, that's not good for anybody. Not good for Gase, Cutler, the players. I was told 2 or 3 days ago, look, Cutler wants to play football. Look, Cutler's really excited about the idea of reuniting with Gase. But we can't overlook the fact that some of Cutler's former teammates questioned his love for the game, his desire to be a communicator and a leader. There's this guy named Rick Tellender, who's a columnist in Chicago, and this jumped out to me when I was doing some research last night. As Cutler was leaving town, he wrote that his conclusion on Cutler's legacy is that he is a, quote, immature, self-centered, non-communicative, unconcerned with you loner. Now, does that matter? Does that matter to the Dolphins' 2018 season? If it's true, if all that is true, does it matter or does it really not matter? Because like I said, he's a hired gun mercenary with a strong arm.
Well, I think it does. I think he's got to fit in and be one of the guys. I do. I'm not saying he's got to be a rah-rah and be a big fraud and do things that he hasn't. That's not his normal personality. But I don't want to hear about him being the first to leave. When the offensive linemen leave, they're the first ones out of the building with the kickers. I don't want to see Jay Cutler leaving with those guys. His ass needs to be staying here and working to get caught up on everything. So I hope that he wants to stick it to everybody in Chicago and show that he can play, and it has to do with coaching. And he's with his guy Gase, and he's got a little chip on. He's got that Jason Taylor chip. We're in good shape.
I do think this was the best choice for the Dolphins. This is what I would have done. I'm told that they were all in on Cutler, that if it wasn't Cutler, then they would dive deep into Colin Kaepernick, Christian Ponder, and Robert Griffin III. I'm told those were the next guys. Now, if you bring in Christian Ponder or RG3, it's a different scenario. It's to compete with Matt Moore. In this scenario, Cutler is flat out handed the job. Some might say, well, why? Why does Cutler get handed the job and these other guys? Well, Gase obviously feels that Cutler, and I'll tell you guys, I talked to a high-ranking guy in an NFL front office last night who told me that he felt that Cutler was an upgrade on Tannehill, that they essentially lucked out, that they are better off with Cutler. That is a whole other fascinating storyline.
Well, I can't wait. You know, we've all talked about, you see why he's taken in the first round. He's got just an unbelievable arm. Whether he's going backwards or anything else, he just makes throws sometimes that you go, wow, that's unbelievable. So we're going to see as he's coming out here. And by the way, guess who the first guy out here was today? Outside
Moore.
Of the two kickers, Matt Moore. First guy out here throwing the football, warming up. I don't know if I've ever seen a quarterback outside of John Denny and the two kickers. Matt Moore is the first guy in the field today to start. He's already overthrowing as some of the other guys are now starting to come out. So, hey, Joe, thank you, buddy.
Great teammate.
Hey, appreciate
it. He'll be ready. See you guys.
Going to be fun to watch. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it a little bit there. Everybody talking to different sources. We're going to hear all kinds of things, right? We're going to hear pro and con on everything. It is going to be interesting to see Adam Gase. He's new at this now. He'd been coordinator through all this stuff. When Peyton Manning came in, he was a coordinator. It's a different deal than have to answer all the questions as the head man. So this will be a new experience for Adam Gase, who I'm sure last night had a lot of time to go through this and talk to everybody that needed to be talked to, including number 8 over there who's warming up, Matt Moore, and everything else. So going to be very interesting to watch this. And I understand, listen, if you go to Chicago and you just want to hear the guy get ripped, you're going to get it.
Of course.
Because last year was a disaster.
Yep.
Right? And I don't know what his relationship is with the media. We're probably going to find out here real soon, right? But I don't care how you treat us, but you got to be one of the guys a little bit. You just can't. I don't know. I've just been around guys that all of them.
Listen, he comes
they've
in
all,
here.
They've all got different personalities, but you got to – I'm not saying Jay Cutler needs to be best friends with Ndamukong Suh and the defense and go have beers with him, but those receivers and those backs and that line, he needs to get to know names and get to know them a little bit. Now, you can't change. There are all kinds of personalities
on
teams.
Yeah, he's coming in here with a
clean slate. I expect every guy
though,
to be Matt Moore.
No.
Who is a real – light guy on this team. Got a lot of respect, and not just for what he does here, but the way he finished the season last year, right?
Yeah,
they didn't miss much when Ryan went out. He got them some wins.
They needed a couple wins to get to the playoffs, and they
road
got
wins.
Yeah,
in a place we haven't had great success in, Buffalo.
No, you're right.
Hey man, I know I'm running late. Oh God, am I running late? I just looked at time. I'm running real late.
Football is back on WQAM and KISS 99.9 this Thursday. The Finns host Atlanta in the preseason, and we'll be live at Hard Rock Stadium at the Southgate. Chris Whittingham and Channing Crowder will host Dolphins game night from 5 to 7 p.m. And Big O and Troy Stratford will host the fifth quarter postgame show after the game as well. The radio home of the Dolphins is KISS 99.9 and WQAM.
We'll come back. We'll check in on some text messages, if you don't mind. We're running a little late here. Dolphins just starting to come out here. And they'll start practice here, it looks like, in the next, I'm guessing, 15 to 20 minutes. Right now, I want to tell you about Choice Mortgage Bank and my man, Michael Kotze. Good morning, Michael Kotze. Thank you for being so good at what you do. And that is getting people approved quickly. You even get people approved on a Saturday or Sunday. You're that good, man. Michael Kotze is going to make a couple of promises to you that if your mortgage banker's not making, maybe it's time to kind of release them, if you know what I mean, and go with my guy, Michael Kotze. He's not going to leave you in limbo like the banks do, and we'll get back. Thank you for all that information you sent me. Give me a few days to get this done. And you don't hear from him. You don't hear it. Michael Kotze is about instant approvals, getting you the best rates, knowledge of every mortgage out there so you get the best mortgage for your plan, short-term and long-term. That's why he's so good, man. Guy's been in business since 1994 with a AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau. Rates and terms always subject to change daily without notice. Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 166254. Oh, yeah, there's one other thing Michael Kotze wants to do. He wants to let you know that he wants you to have a cell phone number so you can always call him. You can call him now. You can call him tomorrow. Call him this weekend, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. His name is Michael Kotze, and he's really good. He can get you approved. Even on a weekend, he can get you approved. And knowledge of every mortgage, the best rates, he's going to get it for you. I'm talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage Bank.
First, nobody gets here on their own. And while I have a lot of people to thank, gratitude is at the core of everything I say and feel today. And no one deserves more appreciation than my mother, Georgia Taylor. I owe you everything, Mom. I played 15 NFL seasons, but the toughest person I've ever met in my life is right there. I'm serious. I was born and raised in Pittsburgh, and my mother personifies that blue-collar grit that makes the Steel City what it is. We didn't have much. Section 8 housing, welfare lines, we lived it. We went through it. But Mom, you kept us all together. You were our rock. My father was never in the picture. I never met him, so my mom kept us together, and like I said, was that rock. She worked two jobs. She worked two jobs, leaving our apartment before I woke up, returning after I was asleep, and still she found a way to impact our lives every day. She was my teacher, she was my role model, and she was my disciplinarian, as many of you guys can probably attest to. She taught me what it meant to work hard and to never give up. Mom, I thank you for that. I love you for that. To the great city of Miami and our amazing, passionate Dolphin fans, you guys joined me on a long ride, filled with ups and downs, but your support never wavered. I thank you for that. In my opinion, the greatest fans in the NFL, Miami Dolphin fans.
That was Jason Taylor and the Hall of Fame speech on Saturday night, 31 minutes, and he didn't miss much. Boy, he hit it all, and obviously the mom, and I didn't know a lot of the stuff that he ended up saying, but he talked about his family, and at the end there with his three kids was special, as he covered just about everything in there, and becomes the 10th Miami Dolphin to make it to the Hall of Fame.
Pretty awesome.
And it's a pretty special club when you consider all the years the team's been around, and not a lot of folks get in there. For all the great players and everything else. Next year, I saw Ray Lewis can be a slam dunk.
Yeah, I saw the class.
Randy Moss,
slam dunk. Ray Lewis, slam dunks.
Yeah, those guys are they're going to be getting in real quickly. And then
that'll be an interesting speech, by the way, the Ray Lewis.
Would they put Randy Moss and T.O. in same class?
I don't know. That's a good question. Because I think Randy's a slam dunk, and T.O.'s still waiting to get in after last, you know.
Somehow Randy Moss has been able to turn his
persona,
his whole, like, he wasn't always, you know, the easiest guy to deal with, but he got it turned around where T.O. just got worse.
Yeah.
Yes. And is bitter and angry, and is like over the top, like put me in. I deserve to. In his numbers, he deserves to be in. I don't know how much longer before they're going to make him where the stats just punch everybody in the face and they go, all right.
Well, his numbers are ridiculous.
T.O.'s numbers deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, you look just strictly by numbers and don't go by name or who
not,
it was.
Not the media D-bag
well, that's
title
the problem.
That he has.
Guess what? The media has to vote him in. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's where the issues are. That's why Randy right now, talk about turning everything around. Remember how he used to talk to guys? Remember when the media used to go around him? Remember, how are you going to pay for your fine, Randy? Straight cash, homie. Like
yeah.
he was – There was a lot
he
back
did some
then.
Stuff.
Yeah.
We actually still laugh about some of the stuff
of
that
course.
He did. Well, there's so many parts of this as the Dolphins are just warming up here.
A couple of notes for you real quickly, just for everyone else. Jay Ajayi here at practice, not obviously in pads, and it looked like he just walked into the bubble for some work or whatever he's going to do in there.
Yeah.
Not out here on the field. Ted Larson, Armando Salguero just tweeted out, Ted Larson, looks like he's heading to the IR, hopefully back. Dolphins hoping back by week 8. He's on one of the IR so we can come back, not on the full season, so we can come back in the middle of the season. And from what I just saw picture-wise, there's a guest here at Dolphins camp, pretty good wide receiver when he played and just retired a couple years ago. Megatron Calvin Johnson looks like he's out here hanging out with Coach Gase and the rest of the team.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty big time.
Yeah.
Huh?
Pretty good receiver right there.
That's awfully big. And by the way, had a horrible ending to a relationship with Lions.
That's funny because didn't the other best player that played for that franchise ever,
Barry Sanders
have that same – I mean, think about
same
that.
Crappy relationship.
Think about how if this franchise right now was not on talking terms with Marino or Zonka.
No, it'd be –
You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of the equivalent to that.
It would be bad, and the Dolphins go out of their way with their alumni stuff and everything else to make sure – The players are always in involved,
Detroit
no
care.
Matter what their relationships have been in the past.
Yep.
They've been really good about making sure, whether you just retired or you retired 50 years ago, that you're always part of this thing around here. They've done a good job. Let's get into all the different parts. Adam Gase's decision, this is the guy I wanted, Jay Cutler. The big thing for me is the Matt Moore stuff, and I'm guessing after practice find out, Matt Moore, I'm sure, was told right away about everything and what the relationship. And going forward, Jay Cutler is going to be the starting quarterback. I guess the question I have, do we hear today that Jay Cutler is the starting quarterback or still an open competition?
I mean, I don't know if you could even say
kind it's
kind
of how you have to do that when
right
a guy's
now.
Coming in. He's coming out of the booth not to be a backup and make
$10
million.
That's it. That's it. And first
he's got
off,
plenty of money.
That's it. The guy's got a ton of cash. We already went over that, so he's not coming back because
I think he's made $130-140 million as a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, we'll see. He's coming back to be the starter. He's not coming back to sit on the bench. He's not coming back to be the backup. He's not coming back to be a coach. He was in the booth getting ready for a season in the booth, and because of what happened here in the last week, Adam Gase talked him out of being in the booth. He's not coming back to be the backup. He's your starting quarterback definitely on paper right now, and you just go from there.
But
by the way,
he's got
$113 million in his career so far.
He's got to want to play. There's no way that Adam Gase called him like 4 days in a row and he went, all right, I guess, you know. I mean, you got to really want to play this game because Joe Shad and I were just talking with him, and you can't – like somebody can't talk you into playing football. There's got to be passion to want to play, want to learn, come back in, get yourself ready to go knowing there's highs and lows in this game and you got a lot of money in the bank. Like, he really had to want to play and didn't like the way it ended. And we'll find out how it goes over the next couple weeks. His personality is not going to change. That doesn't mean you can't communicate with the guys around you. But all of a sudden, I want everybody to think that he's going to be going hanging out with everybody and drinking cold beer and, you know, and anybody want to go for a beer tonight? I don't think he's
I don't know if that's his
that.
Personality
no,
or not.
No, it's not.
By the way, before we go to break, Bucky Brooks from the NFL Network just tweeted out a couple tweets I thought you'd think was interesting. Dolphins are a more dangerous team with Cutler now a quarterback more talented than 17, Ryan Tannehill, and his deep ball ability will force the defenses to defend the entire field. Cutler won't need to come in and try to take over as a leader. Teammates will gravitate to him when they see the talent on the field. These are coming from national media guys about Jay Cutler
listen,
and this team.
I agree. If they see you can do things, they're impressed. But they want to see that you care as much as they do.
Sure.
They want to see you working. They, hey, how do you like the ball thrown? Where is it? How what do you think? And you got, I'm not saying he got to go out and kiss everybody in the team's ass, but you got to work with the core guys you're going to be working with.
Of course.
I agree with that. So, listen, it's coming in. Now, a lot of guys didn't like Tannehill before. You know, let's not forget that. There were a lot of folks around here in the national media that haven't been big on Tannehill.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it all plays out, man. One thing about it, we're all going to see it up close.
Right here.
We're all going to see it on TV. We're going to see it in person because before you know it, Tampa Bay is going to be in town, man.
That's right.
First game this Thursday, and then we're off, and we are running. So we'll have all that for you coming up. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about McDonald's because I really am loving it every day, and why not? McDonald's got something brand new on their breakfast menu that I know first thing in the morning if you're really hungry. Should I start with a coffee, Zach, because it's freshly brewed and really good every morning? You can put all your favorites in there. You can get it fast. It's fresh, and it's really tasty. And then you look at the breakfast menu and this new chorizo or sausage burritos. You can mix and match for just $2. That's what's going on, McDonald's. Even if you're on your way out here right now and you go, God, I'd like to get something to eat before I come out and watch Dolphins practice today, stop by McDonald's. They're everywhere. Go through that drive-thru and get yourself. You're going to love it. The taste is fantastic. Mix and match any two chorizo or sausage burritos for $2, all part of that breakfast menu that you can get fast, that's really tasty and goes perfect with that first cup of coffee first thing in the morning from McDonald's. I'm loving it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.